Hello, this is your mum, and you're with Charlotte and Akeisha.
Hi.
It's Drive Time Radio, taking you through hours of 11 till 3.
Send in your questions at your mum. Yeah, how are you, Charlotte?
Good, thank you.
Good, another episode.
Another episode.
Well,
the same day.
Looking out the window. It's very depressing, and I know where I'd rather be.
On holiday.
We choose episodes that we can base songs around.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. I miss holidays.
Oh, I lived for holidays in my previous life before Corona.
Yeah.
It's the first year I've had no holiday and no plans for holiday. How entitled do I sound?
You sound
thank you.
So privileged.
And this is exactly
right now.
What my mum says. I'd normally be doing 2 city breaks, 1 long haul.
Yeah.
I don't go skiing, but I think I should. After this, happens. I will.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
Camel riding. But yeah, I feel sad that there's
isn't
no
it?
Holidays
this nothing
year.
To look forward to.
Actually, I did go on holiday this year before Corona.
Did you?
I went to Paris Fashion Week.
PFW.
Yeah. Mm. So.
That was the one that was literally just pre-Corona, wasn't it?
Corona was about. It was about.
Yeah.
But they were like, oh, yeah, it's in Milan.
Je ne sais quoi.
So it's fine.
Où est le Corona?
Derrière, it's fine.
You meant death, yeah. Oh, c'est le bottom. It's the bottom.
But our mums definitely love holidays.
They do love a holiday.
Sorry,
in the future, how do you feel about a group holiday?
I think that's why my mum's really excited to meet you, because she wants to know what you and Les are like.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we should go on a mum date.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Where would they like to go? Not abroad. Are you talking about holiday?
Well, in the future, but let's start with like a date first.
Yeah, definitely. And we should film it.
What what chains do they like eating at?
My mum actually really loves the. She doesn't like the food at our afternoon tea, but she loves the
experience.
Rituals.
Yeah. Yeah,
she loves it.
Yeah, Les could do that. She'll eat all the sandwiches though.
I used to write for afternoontea.co.uk.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Great fact.
I used to take my mum on those trips.
I had no idea there was a website called afternoontea.com.
Yeah, and they have global.co.uk. And they had the afternoon tea awards.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you ever get sick of afternoon tea?
I never get sick of things that are free.
No.
I genuinely don't. I think... that would have to be a very bad experience for me to be like, oh, no.
So, back to holidays. I chatted to my mum about holidays when she was younger because I wanted to know if there's, you know, a change in, you know, I'm quite entitled and I'm like, I deserve a holiday every year.
Yeah.
At least one. But did she think that when she was younger? And she kind of did, actually.
Okay.
But the...
Abroad holidays.
Oh, abroad, yeah. Yeah. Oh. So growing up, she used to go on holiday with my granddad, so her dad.
Oh.
And it was just them two, because grandma didn't like travelling.
Oh, so
she'd never
gone
on a plane.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So when they were, when she was young, so mum was like 18, 16, 18, she used to go on holiday with granddad.
That's really
and
sweet.
And they went to like... for them, like pretty exotic places, I guess. Monaco.
Oh.
Pretty cool. And Les was telling me she used to go off with boys and like and leave granddad. And like they were in Italy once.
Did she tell him?
Yeah, she said, oh, I've just like met this waiter, so we're just gonna go on a little like ride around the island. No. she was very like adamant that that didn't happen.
Oh,
she was
okay,
like
sorry,
it was just yeah just to clarify. I mean no slut shaming.
No,
if she did that fine,
not false information either.
But she wanted to just clarify that, you know, it's all I think she used the phrase above board, which I don't know whether that was a hotel, like it was all above house.
It was all full board.
That's what I was going to make a reference to. Like,
that
she stays in hotels that are all above board.
All aboard, half board.
I And then she, like, apparently granddad was just, like, walking up a hill back to, like, an Italian, like, B&B that he was staying in. Yeah. And mum just zoomed past on a motorbike. The waiter was like, cooey! And I just imagine it so, like, glam and, like...
Your mum is so glam looking as well. Like, when she was little.
Yeah. When she had that modelling career that I talked about in the last episode. Exactly. Yeah. How about your mum and holidays?
My mum lives for holidays. Yeah. Like, it's her favourite thing to do is to be on holiday.
And plan a holiday.
So she said that, when I spoke to her about holidays, she said that the sun is shining outside. She said, no, she went, the other day I was at home. I was like, good, because we're
you should be.
but she was like, yeah, I was at home, I was looking outside, and I was like, the sun is shining. It's lovely. Why am I not happy?
Oh!
And she said it's because she wasn't on holiday. Oh. And she said holidays are her escape of the day-to-day admin of life, which I think is holiday. But she also said, sees it as a good time to bond with her family and friends. Oh. And that's what she, like, craves in a holiday. So I asked her what her best holiday was. And she said it was me, my sisters, and my auntie, and my mum, and my sister's children went to Thailand. And I think this was like, must have been 20. And that was one of my, that's really nice. That was one of my best holidays as well, because my sister's child had just passed away. So we like kind of went and bonded. And she was just like, it was just so lovely to be with just my favourite women. Aww. Like, the way that she was talking about it really just made me feel just like warm. And she said our best holiday together, so me and my mum go on holiday together a lot, which I feel very like lucky for, because she obviously has two other children.
I always think of you as an only child.
I know,
sorry to Emerson, Colleen.
It's bad, because for reference for the people that listen, I am the youngest child by over a decade, so we'll talk about this in like the other episode we do on parenting, but my mum's parenting experience with my sisters is different to with me. And because she worked so much when I was little with her business, like she wasn't absent at all, but like I just didn't really spend a lot of quality time with her when she was at home. So she would have a special day for me, which honestly, we're both so privileged.
I know. Did it have a name?
It was called my special day. Oh. It was on May Day.
Oh.
And I wish literally anything I wanted to do.
That she is was so cool. To do.
And then that kind of graduated to like, let's just go on holiday.
Woo.
So when I was 23, my best holiday with my mum, we went to Miami. And we went out partying together.
Oh my
god!
Shopping.
We met my auntie, who had like a convertible, and like sped down the highway.
I see you. Like, it's very clueless, is what I'm imagining your experience.
Yeah,
like, you're both wearing pulled up socks and the check blazer.
But yeah, so those are our best holidays. But I've got bad holiday stories. So I don't know if you also have that. Or no.
Yeah.
You go for it, Sean.
Yeah, I do. So me and mum have gone on holiday with each other since I was like 4. That was our first holiday, and it's always been like a massive priority. But oh my god, does she scrimp and save on the places that we go? Like, pre-internet, there was no like googling places, checking the photos on Airbnb. What different life. We'd end up in such dumps, like Florence. This is a memorable one. Basically in like it was like a prison cell, and the shower was just like a massive plug hole that loads of like cockroaches came out of. And I actually don't have a big problem with cockroaches, but I find it unusual that they're in the middle of a city in Florence, right?
Yeah.
Do you not associate cockroaches with beachy like water?
LA.
Really?
I always think of LA.
Falling.
New York.
Really?
But like, maybe it's just because of the TV that I watch.
Yeah, Florence is so like arty and stuff, and then these bloody cockroaches were just ruining the experience for me.
Disgusting,
I kind of respect them, but I kind of like them. And then another one, it had cockroaches as well, this one in Turkey. And we were in like the staff, because it was a really cheap thing, they put us in the staff quarters, like in the basement. And then mum got the shits, and like it just was the worst holiday ever. We've had some terrible ones.
Because of accommodation.
It is. And because mum doesn't. So she won't go for the cheapest. She won't go for the definitely won't go for the most expensive. She goes for the second cheapest. And like with wine, that's always the bad one. Do you know that?
I didn't know
that's
that.
The thing.
Okay.
You just go house.
House.
Or just go house. If you're going to go cheap, go house.
All out or house?
Yes, all out or house.
But
what
weekend.
Was your bad holiday experiences?
One of them that mum said was with me, but I was that toddler and mum wasn't. So she said that as an adult, with her friends, the worst one was in Egypt. And she said that they were treated so badly. Mm-hmm. There were a group of six of her and her friends. And she said that she knows it's because they were black.
Yeah.
And they treated them really badly. Their room, there's loads of problems with their rooms, and they knew that they had other rooms available, but they put them in worse rooms.
Oh.
She said that I was just treated like second class citizens the whole time. And she was just, My mum's not, she's not a complainer. So
yeah.
I mean, she does, like, in regards to, like, service jobs. And I think that maybe comes from her being a nurse. She always expects people to just do their best.
Yeah.
But when someone's not doing their best, do not mess with my mum, kind of thing. So I think she wasn't used to, when she says there's something wrong with this, not being treated well because of her race. So that was her worst holiday. That was in 2017. Sorry, not 2017, 20... Oh my God, why can't I read this number?
Oh, you had that problem earlier.
2007. And she said she was like, the worst one I've had with Yuki, she was when you were a baby. And she was like, do you remember Lanzarote? And I was like,
Lanzagrotti.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I remember all the pictures because I remember looking at them. They're all like printed out pictures. I'm thinking, why? This looks so grey and horrible.
It is quite grey there, I hear.
So, but I love those pictures because it's the only pictures I have as a baby with my nan and granddad. So it was me, my sisters, my mum and nanny and papa, which is what I call my nan and granddad. Oh my God, my mum's literally calling me.
Pick up, go on.
Mum, we're recording the podcast.
Hey! Hi, Wolves!
Oh, the prizes for the quiz?
Yeah.
I was going to pop up, but if you can get anything, and I'll give you back the money.
Text me. You've got to do it, because I've only got an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay. All right. Okay,
I know, an hour and 20 minutes for what?
Yeah.
Not for life. Yeah. I've only got an
you've
hour.
Got to text you back.
You've got to do it because I've only got an hour and 20 minutes. Until what?
Until what? Expires. I don't know. I have no idea. Where was I? Lanzarote.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Where in the world were you? Lanzarote.
So we were in Lanzarote and she said that, again, she didn't say that they treated us badly, but she said that people would like point at us and look at, she just
really?
Felt like we were like novelties to them.
Oh my God.
Which I don't remember, but what I do remember, and I don't know if this is because the story's been told to me and I've seen the pictures of me on the beach, but she said that there was one day they were on the beach and I was like in my little bathing suit and playing, and she noticed this man staring at me, and so she was like, oh, I feel a bit uncomfortable with this man looking. So then they moved everything, like put up the chairs, everything, moved to another section of the beach. Man came up again and exposed himself to me. I don't remember him exposing himself to me.
Oh my God.
But she was like, that completely changed my experience. Ooh. Like, I didn't feel comfortable there. It was just horrible. And yeah, she kind of, there's something else that happened to before that we'll talk about in the parenting episode,
okay,
that I think has made her more like hardened to stuff like that, which is horrible to think.
Yeah.
Like if someone exposes, a man exposes himself to a child.
Yeah, and that's not
and
her.
And that's not the worst thing.
Yeah,
that
that's not the worst thing. Oh my gosh.
But she, she was like, that was horrible. And I just, oh no, that's the memory that I remember with that holiday. So yeah. But let's go back to fun.
I used to go with granny and granddad and mum to like all the like seaside places in the UK because grandma didn't like travelling. Like she wouldn't go on abroad. She wouldn't even go on an escalator. That's how much she didn't like travelling.
But
so we do. We do Skegness.
Okay.
That's a real we've been.
No.
It's just beyond, like,
I think because of stigmas again,
yeah,
we very much stayed local to blackness. In the UK.
I remember you saying something really shocking to me, and that you wouldn't consider going to Eastern Europe because of your race and like how you think you'd be treated there. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
That is so mad.
I wouldn't even, like, I've seen obviously people go all the time, but I wouldn't, why am I going to put myself in more of a uncomfortable
holiday
situation?
You should be able to relax and
it's going to happen. Racism happens everywhere, doesn't it? But it's just like, if there's not a big percentage of black and like people of colour in a country, the chances of it being more racist, like, I don't really want to go to Australia. I have absolutely no desire to go 25 hours on a plane. But then I would happily go to Thailand.
Yeah.
But maybe that's because they're also seen as a minority in countries that are their own. So maybe because they've only ever been welcomed in Thailand. So, where's your favourite holiday you've ever been to, for you?
For me. It is probably a holiday with my mum, you know.
Aww.
Like, when we're exploring new places together. So Tunisia, we did a good like break just before I started uni, and like when we go on holiday it's really intense because it's just me and her, and like we argue loads, but then when it's good, it's good. And we like did like camel rides, and like we went on this big bus like coach tour with a load of like 80-year-olds and like all around the country.
That's so nice.
From like top to bottom, and it was really nice.
Is that since I've known you?
No.
So remember you saying something about going on a bus tour with your mum since I've known you?
That's Steve and I went on one in Jordan.
Oh, that's
I love a bus tour. I'm definitely old before my time. There's nothing like it. It's like those people are stuck with you. They're your friends. I think this is why I like commune life so much.
I love hashtag commune life. It's not for me.
Talk about that in another episode. What's your favourite ever?
I've got two. So definitely Miami with my mum. The worst one I've been on with my mum was Greece, but we had such a lovely time. Yeah, that's since I've known
you.
But we had the worst argument we've ever had.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But it's good because it was probably like pent up.
Yeah,
I needed to get out.
Got it out in the open.
But because it was very much me just being the aggressor. My mum was actually very like calm and fair in that. But that's the worst argument we've had. But we had a good time other than that. But Jamaica. So when I was little. This is something I probably should have said earlier. When I was little, we used to go back to Jamaica loads.
Yeah.
So probably like once a year. I've probably been to Jamaica when I was younger, like 6 or 7 times. And like, that's insane. Like, I don't think I really appreciated how amazing that is, and that I got to go to like the countryside and see our family and stuff that was still alive at that point. But also stay in a resort and like, which is something that I would never do now, but like swim with dolphins and stuff like that. Like,
cool.
Very much a resort, hashtag resort life instead of commune life. But we went to Jamaica when I was 21, and very generously my mum and dad, as my like graduation present, paid for a bit of my best friend's fare so that she could come with us. And being able to drink and having my best friend there and having my family there was just
dream.
It was the best time ever. Like, it was. And I didn't feel like we went to a club. Like, I went to a club in Jamaica. Like, before that, I was like, we'll definitely go. As like, the, I was like, they'll hear our accents and just think that we're, like, they can mug us or something. Because my mum's even said, like, she said to Georgia when she was going to come with us for the holiday that was getting cancelled, that got cancelled because of Corona, she was like, it's got a really violent reputation.
There's something about recording that means you can't pronounce words that normally you can.
Oh, I can't pronounce
it's really
words at the best of times.
Yeah. But yeah, sorry, it's got a reputation.
Yeah, but it was nice to see and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Like, last time I went there, a car backfired and I was like, everyone
for cover!
Everyone dark. Okay, don't move. No
so what, hang on, but what was the difference? Just because you were older.
I was older and I had my wits about me more, and I kind of was allowed to explore without my parents.
Yeah, their fear.
Me and Naz just did what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
We shared a room, like we kind of made our own itinerary and was like, we'll dip in and out of like family time, whereas all the other times it's like we have to go for dinner here because it's been recommended by the restaurant, and then like we don't get a cab, and it's just like this is literally mummy were born here.
Did she do an itinerary for your holidays?
No, she doesn't. Uh-huh. She's very chill on holidays.
Oh, I do. For mine.
Do you? Oh gosh. Anyway, yeah. Oh, I feel warm.
I am warmed by a holiday chat.
Yeah.
That is, oh, can't wait till we can do it again.
I know. And we can go with Les and Morse.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Let's make a plan after the podcast.
Back in Paris.
I've got to go back to my mum now.
Okay. Better leave it there then. This is Leslie with an agony aunt question. So, Mum, this is another dilemma from one of our listeners. So the dilemma is, how can I stay safe when online dating? Have you got any tips and tricks that you've learnt?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Let me think about this one. Well, obviously meet somebody in a crowded area.
Yeah.
In normal times, sort of in a bar or where there's other people about, obviously preferably in daylight would be good, lunchtime.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Don't give too much away initially,
like don't say where you live and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's right. Keep things, you know. Yeah, definitely keep things, you know. That's it.
And what about when you're on the like dating apps and websites and stuff? Is there anything? How do you know when someone's a rotter?
Ah, right. Well, yeah, you don't. This is the thing. But I know. Hopefully, you know, you get to talk to somebody and talk on the phone quite a bit before you meet them, to be honest.
Do you think you're good at? Do you think you're good at negotiating who's good and who's bad? Not negotiating, but like.
Well, I hope I've got a bit of an idea to.
Sixth
you
sense.
Usually get an idea what sort of person they are, but you know that's it. That's probably I've never met anyone because I'm a bit wary.
Cool. You know, thank you.
There's a minefield out there, I can tell you, a minefield.
Wise words, Leslie, wise words. Thank you very much.
Two. Right, so number one, I don't know how these online things work because I've never done it, and I don't know many people who have actually personally done it, but I know that, to have spoken to them to see how they do, but I suppose there must be people that have put themselves forward and then you click. I was watching Loose Woman the other day. I think you click to the right or the left or something like that, and then if you like them you click to the right or the left and you say yes. And I think getting to know them first by talking to them, talking to them on the online, and then you decide to meet up in a mutual place and asking loads of questions and looking and see if it matches up to what they're, what they're saying to you might make sense. Cross question, use your savvy. I mean, I suppose I would ask one question 20 times in different ways, see if they're lying. I don't know, because I think online thing is different to when I was younger. You met a guy at a party or out somewhere or a club, or a friend knows them. And even better if a friend knows them or a family member does. They know them too, and you get to know. It's like they give a reference in a way, and then you get to know what they're like. Or if you meet them, you've met them in person first of all, and then maybe as time goes by, you get to meet them. But online, it's a bit different. So, first of all, to be safe is to know that you're going on a safe online site.
Yeah.
And then that you're not posting things yourself that are incorrect, and that you've put what you've got to use strong passwords and things like that. Because I know even that with even shopping, these things online are kind of a bit dodgy, right? I mean, I'm from the old school, but Yeah. So all those things to do with online safety, make sure they're all in place properly. And then when you meet them, it's about talking to them. And I tell you, a good thing is to ask one question 20 times in different ways.
Yeah, you said that before.
See how they're answering, they're answering you. Keeping safe now when you meet them. Don't invite them to your house too soon.
Yeah.
You know, meet out. Nowadays it's hard because it's where, you know, we're in limited places to go and, you know, because of the COVID thing. But be cautious when you do invite them home and tell other people, sister, brother, mother, whoever, that I'm having him or her over. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, they know that that's happening. And then when they've gone, call the person, mother, brother, whoever, that they're gone now. So that, you know, because we don't know sometimes who we're inviting into our homes.
Exactly.
Thank you for listening. This has been Your Mum.